Good morning, everybody. This is our 13th webinar. Today, Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar on Wednesday, June the 30th. It's about 8:32. And today we're going to address using the right metrics to gain actionable insights. So without much further ado, let me just go to the next slide. So today, actually, we were supposed to have a co-hoster, Deborah, but she hasn't managed to be here for some personal reasons. The drill. We have a chat function, so if you have anything like Rüdiger, you can just put it in. And of course, like usual, stay on the topic. Today we had a post which actually relates to this, turning social media metrics into ROI, or return on investment. So today's webinar is actually structured as follows. So first we're going to address what metrics should we use in our office. Okay, and in our presentation, and then we're also going to go on how it works in practice. So as usual, our focus is of course on long-term benefits. So one of the slides I show you right here is the one about budgets, and because of the World Championship, I'm using the soccer league as an example. But this is based on US respondents, and it quite clearly shows that most think that it's a promising thing, but there's only a few who actually have a budget. And those are already people who work in organizations which are very much focused on social media. I also have a study about Germany, which comes right here, called this the Bundesliga thing. To download the full data or the full study as a PDF file, you have to go to slide 12, which I won't show today. But if you download the slides, you can actually see it. And in this study, it's between agencies, advertising agencies, compared to their clients. And as you can see there, while the advertising agencies, there are 28% who really have a budget. With the clients, it's even much worse. So one of the biggest hurdles you have is you need to have a budget. And the budget, of course, does not just include money, but it also includes time and who's going to spend the time to do whatever you have to do with social media. And one of the philosophies I have, and that's with slide 6 here, is why ROI is okay, but cost-benefit analysis rules. I think return on investment is a financial term. And it has some kind of an alternative, which various people use in different ways. But your finance committee has only one understanding regarding the ROI. So, and the other kind of thought we have to have is we have to pay attention to what the numbers are telling us, instead of just focuses on the numbering themselves. So in the case of social media, we have to figure out what kind of metrics do we want to use, and in most cases social media is not necessarily going to tell us very much about the ROI. It's not going to tell you anything about the income or net value of assets. I'm going to expand on this a little bit more on slide 7. You need to use the right metrics. So what do I mean by the right metrics? You need to focus on the operating metrics. Operating metrics influence your financial metrics, but they're not return on investment kind of metrics. So if we look in an organization, absenteeism is important waiting time for a restaurant customer to be seated is an important operating metric. Waiting time until your operator picks up the phone to take an order is an important operating metric, but it's not a financial metric. But it does influence your bottom line. So in a kind of the factors that influence your operating metrics is kind of important. So if we look at if customer satisfaction is up, does client engagement or commenting on blog, does it correlate to this? So, you know, the assumption, for instance, would be the more comments you have on your blog or the more you interact with your client, the more likely you can fix the problems. So if a client is not afraid to get in touch with you, that his login is not working or her login is not working, then you can probably address this issue. And therefore, then the customer satisfaction should go up. If you have fewer customer complaints, that might in part be due that you have FAQs or frequently asked questions on Facebook. And they may be related, or you have posts on Facebook, they may be correlated with your operating metrics. If we look at a charity, charities need volunteers that give them time to accomplish their tasks, working for free. Now, if you have more Twitter followers on your Twitter account as a charity, does that result in your volunteers giving you more time, participating more on weekends in activity your charity has? So the issue here is, with what operating metrics does your social media activity on Facebook or on your corporate blog correlate? And that's the kind of the key question you have to ask. Today's blog post on commetrics.com with boosting ROI does actually address this quite nicely. On slide number 8, so we have some examples on what we have actually done to illustrate this even more. KISS means keep it simple, stupid. So this shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes. If you waste a day on this, it doesn't really matter. So for us at Commetrics, we need new gigs. And new gigs for us are clients who need us to do workshops or consulting contracts and so on. And the second thing we also want is we want to have more subscribers. So we want to get the marketing funnel. You know, people subscribe to your weblog, then they attend your webinar, then they use your software, and then they do all kinds of other things. We have corporate customers who use our software on my.commetrics.com, who then also ask us to do consulting-related work for them. So one thing builds on the other. Below, I'm illustrating how this works for us. If you look at A, so that means a new gig, getting a new work to do a new workshop or a new consulting contract. The Xing Social Media Monitoring Group, which we have, supports our visibility and it gives us the contacts. Now the question is, does it work? Yes, we already got at least one huge contract through this, where somebody found us. And we also got some smaller contracts like one-day workshops based on this and, for instance, the webinars. And then, of course, we also got more subscribers through mycommetrics.com because things are linked. As you know, if you want to get into you need to correlate or you need to leverage your social media activity. So if you do things on the blog, you also need to do, if you have a login for the blog, does it also work for the software and so forth? So these are the kind of things you need to watch out for. With Facebook, just to give you another example about the this one, I'm not totally sure if it has really worked for us. What I've found out is that different people reach out to us via Facebook than via Xing. And that's not that surprising because Xing is supposedly a more professional network while Facebook is also much more for fun and consumer products. So the final verdict isn't out yet when it comes to Facebook. So this brings me to the conclusions. As usual, you can download the slides. Actually, let me show you a web page, actually, because you can also get our slides as a podcast. Okay, so the way this usually works is you have now my screen. You go below at the bottom of the post at university.com metrics, and you have something called audio MP3 at the bottom of the post. So if you are, for instance, we are now in Customer Reviews Actually Matter, which was our last webinar from the 16th of June. And as you can see here, below here you have an MP3 file. So you have two possibilities. You can either click on this sign and then just listen to the audio file, or you can actually download it and then play it on your iPod or on your computer or even in your car. So let me just go back to the presentation slide here. So I've shown you that one. Of course, you also know that if you click on audio slides, you can download the slides which go with the audio file, and for that you of course need to log in, but you can also look at the other ones. You know how to contact me, then there are a list of upcoming webinars, and this kind of wraps it up again. We're just about 18 minutes into this presentation. So I thank you very much for attending this webinar, and I hope you'll be again at the next one. And I'll see you then.